News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Of course, it's not just here in Ireland where people are feeling the impact of that weather. Temperatures of up to 44 degrees in Spain have been recorded. Fires there have scorched over 100,000 hectares of land. People have been evacuated. If you have relatives who are on holidays in southern Spain, all the messages you're getting back is that it is intolerable, the heat that they're leading into. There was one of my relatives were telling me the other day that there was 34 degrees at 11 o'clock at night with 85% humidity, which is beyond uncomfortable. Stephen Bergen is a journalist in Barcelona who's following the story. Morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning.
It really is the nightmare scenario for Spain.
Yeah, well, intolerable is the word. We've now passed more than 30 days of the temperature not falling much between 35 degrees pretty much everywhere in Spain. And as you say, the nighttime temperature is often not that much lower, making sleep difficult if you don't have air conditioning, which many of us don't. And of course, the other side of it is the fires. We've just about put out one of the biggest fires in many years in Guadalajara. Now there's a state of national emergency in the Madrid region because a series of big fires have broken out there. There's been fires near here in Barcelona, in Malaga, and just about everywhere in the country. It feels like it's a bit apocalyptic, frankly.
What is the government able to do there? They can control the weather. What can they control during this crisis?
Well, I think it's limited. I'd say that, you know, we're quite well prepared for this because we do have hot weather and fires every summer, but it's quite a low-tech business putting out a forest fire. A lot of it is several hundred volunteers beating down the flames with beaters, and then you see these helicopters flying over and dropping water. But it is the scale of these fires that we're having now because of climate change and the intensity of the heat. They're very, very difficult to control. And often, of course, they happen in very inaccessible parts of the country.
There must be concern as well about the sustainability of tourism in many parts of the country because, southern Spain is the place where a lot of people from northern Europe will go on their holidays. If it becomes intolerable, as it has been for the last few days, people are going to be less inclined to go there. And that will have a massive impact on the Spanish economy.
Well, yes. I mean, this as yet we haven't seen this happen. But as you say, people who are on holiday from Ireland are saying that they're not having much fun because it's too hot to enjoy yourself, and you basically have to stay in a darkened room, which is not a great holiday. Whether this will finally sort of trickle through as people deciding to maybe they'd rather have holidays in Ireland, for heaven's sake, because the weather's not that bad in Ireland these summers. And it's certainly, the tourism's accounts for about 12% of Spain's GDP, which is several billion euros. And obviously a decline in tourism would make it more difficult. And I mean, part of the problem is that the tourist industry has been trying to encourage people to think about other parts of Spain apart from the Mediterranean coast. But these are precisely the places where we're recording temperatures of 40 degrees in the interior, which is even less fun.
Stephen Bergen, journalist in Barcelona, thank you very much for joining us. If you've been in Spain, and I've been there in 40 degree heat, it is not pleasant. It really is not pleasant. And there's very little you can actually do. And if the breeze and the coast that keeps southern Spain tolerable disappears, as it has done for the last few days, I'm not sure how sustainable that tourism industry will be, particularly during the months of July and August, because the weather, as we know, is only going in one direction.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.